March 20, 2023, it's the Watch for Pedro show.
In the liner notes, if I may call him so, on Love Supreme, he said it's not the complete work which is on the record. For instance, when I compared the records with what I heard yesterday, there is no bass solo, not that long anyway, on the record. And you talked about a part that Archie Shepp was playing on Lost Man's Tower.
Yeah. Well, the first part of it, Archie Shepp played on it, and I think I had another bass on there, but I didn't use this part because I had two parts. I had one part that I was singing on, and I had another part, not singing, chanting. Then I had another part that Archie and the bass was on, and when I, and editing, and I felt that I wanted to use the part that I had the singing on. So that's the one we did use. But I made a thing recently with Archie.
Oh, yeah?
And also another young tenor man named Farrell Saunders, who is something to hear, too. And Freddie Hubbard and trumpeter and Dewey Johnson and Marion Brown on alto, John Shikai. A big band thing, you know. Which is
the way you smile.
It's something yeah. It's something in it I like. Yeah. Is this carbonated water here? Or is it, well, I taste it and see.
It's,
oh, there's a lemonade.
Yeah, it's
I do.
Anyway.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
for Pedro show. Happy Monday. A little wet here. Brother Phil joined me from fucking Liverpool.
Yes, sir.
That's in the chamber here with me. Because of those Estonian software engineers with their scab invention, I got two-thirds of rails. Introduce yourself, brothers.
Hey, well, I'm a good citizen here from Buenos Aires.
Yeah.
I am Rob Conlazo from Reynolds.
Yeah, great.
In Buenos Aires, too.
Both in Buenos Aires. Okay. Yeah. One time I got to play there with Stooges. It's the only time I got to be there. Yeah. I remember the big statue of an Italian immigrant in one of the piazzas.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing show.
Oh, do you remember this? That's like some soccer arena or something.
Yeah. Maybe. I had the guitar pick of Ron.
Ron Ashton?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
Amazing.
Okay. Yeah, I miss him much. Beautiful guitar man, beautiful person. Let me tell the people what we heard. We start off the show with John Coltrane talking to Michael DeRuyter about Love Supreme. This was July 27, 1965. Then we have Reynolds with Piloto Cabras Melusa, number one. Something about goats, right? Something about goats. And maybe some Argentine slang in there. Okay.
Yeah, you know the...
You know, I know all the lands have different slangs. Like when I went to Spain, they knew no pinche. They knew no fucking chingas. That's Mexican, right? So everybody's got their own stuff. Yeah, that's okay. Mm. Yeah, interesting. What I would like, who wants to go first? I want to learn about your journey through music. Alan, you want to go first?
That's a new record. I mean, the record that just appeared on Color Music there in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Peloto Cabras Molusa Olve. That basically is not meaning strictly anything. It's this stuff that Miguel Tomasina, our drummer, is like inventing. So it's a very, very special thing. But you ask about the musical journey. And, well, you know, we've been doing this journey for like 30 years.
Yeah, but I want to start before the band. That's why I want individual, one at a time.
Okay.
So, Alan, bring your first or your earliest musical memory, please.
Well, I mean, I started very early. I mean, I was just like squatting
No. I'm talking about your first musical memory. It doesn't mean when you got started with music, just your first memory of music. Like you could have been a fucking bambino, right? 2 years old, 1 year old.
little boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was like squatting my mother's cooking pots. I think it was two or three, and I remember like playing those stuff as music. So,
Barreria, you're talking about drums.
The first one.
Okay. Mm. Well, besides pots and pans, was there other musical instruments in your house?
Yes, two. When I was two, I was using that to make sounds.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably the earliest thing I remember. But I was always fascinated with sound and with music since I was very a little kid.
Well, let me ask you this. What was the first record you bought with your own money?
Oh, that's a good question. Very good question. I have to think a little bit about that. Roberto, what kind of... Tu primer disco? El primer disco que te compraste?
My first cassette.
Yeah, cassette, album, Queen. It don't matter on the medium. Just the first kind of piece of music that you bought with your own money. Because when you're a kid, you don't have a lot of kid when you're a...
I remember the Kiss and Mask cassette.
Ah, you're talking Kiss, the band from New York City.
Unmasked.
Oh, yeah, when they took their makeup off. Yeah, they took their makeup off. Yeah. Yeah, I saw them three or four times before they even had an album out. Ian D. Boone used to see them all the time. Let me ask, what was the first gig you saw?
What I remember at first thing was I mean, we shared money with my brother to buy Autobahn Kraftwerk's cassette. And I still have it.
It was Kraftwerk.
It was the first.
Kraftwerk
Autobahn.
Yeah, I know that one. Auto. Fun off the Autobahn. Yeah. Means driving, right? Yeah, in English it's funny because the past tense of driving in German is fart. You know, so yeah, pedal. I don't know if you guys say pedal. Is that Mexican slang?
Alan, decir que mi primera experiencia fue vivir en el campo con los ancianos.
I heard the saying that his first experience was to live in the countryside. So also that had a lot of
imitar los sonidos de los pájaros, de los animales.
To make imitation of the animals, birds, and that was like his first experience.
Because he lived out in the countryside.
Remembering.
What was the first gig you saw, Alan?
I think it was like Argentinian band Los Twist in 1983 or 82. I think probably that was my first gig. It was like a rock band in a public square. I think that's the first I remember.
Charlie
Garcia
in
Faro. Charlie Garcia, it's an Argentinian songwriter. Yeah, probably the Cañoneso. 82, more or less the same year.
Let me ask you.
These are Argentinian artists.
Let me ask you, of course, you guys live in Argentina, it makes sense. Let me ask you this. At school, were you in the choir or the marching band or shit like that?
No.
Not specifically, no.
Well, I just ask, because some schools, a lot of people learn music, some people learn nothing. Not even music. So that's why I ask about those kind of things. So how did you guys meet each other?
Well, that was 1992, I think. We were working for an experimental music series in I went to meet Roberto and he gave me a cassette and I liked his stuff and say, wait, we should make some stuff there, you know.
Music. Let me ask you, you were making music before you met Alan?
Yeah, I started music when I was properly 16. I started very young, but...
How did you start? How did you start on the guitar?
Yeah, I started on the guitar. I was starting with guitar and then electric guitar and trying strange things. And I started classical music, but at the same time I was trying to do the total opposite at the same time. So I was trying to... to deconstruct as much as possible the guitar.
Igual decirle que ya éramos reinos de chiquitos.
Yeah, in order to say we were reinos even when we were kids. We had that approach. Roberto can ask also his part about this tu primera experiencia con la música.
Bueno, sí, creo que fue con guitarras que capaz que tenían dos, tres cuerdas, pero...
I want to say he started with guitars,
sure,
only with two or three strings,
just
like experimenting with that.
Part of a guitar, yeah.
Yeah.
But, so, and playing mom's dishes, right, pots and pans.
Yes.
right. Now, when you were learning your guitar, both the acoustic and electric, right, were you recording yourself? Were you making your own compositions?
Yes.
I always wanted to make my own music. I studied some other stuff, but I knew I needed to make some my own music. So I was starting with a... I wouldn't say compositions, but I was doing like strange stuff. Like I don't know, at that time I was like playing keyboard with the feet and the guitar with the hands, recording that stuff. So that's why I wanted to say that we were experimental. We were Reynolds in the beginning as well.
Okay, yeah, you've always been experimental with your music. Okay. I asked that question about the compositions because when I was young, the culture was here. We're talking the 70s, huh? You just copied songs off records. Nobody did compositions. So that's why I always ask that question. Things changed after the movement, you know. After the punk movement, a lot more people got involved with writing music, even when they were just starting to learn. In the old days, it wasn't like that. Everybody fucking just tried to copy records like karaoke machines. So that's why I asked that. Look, you guys gave me some music here. Number two, Peloro Cabras Melusa. Let's listen.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Negro Show. Started that chunk of music off with Reynolds doing Peloto Cabras Velusa 2. Then we had, this is from Seville part of Spain, Sevilla. GAS Drummers, KBN Mi Sueña Tu Nombre. Very good. Then Hidden Forces Trio with Raul Catizano. Thy Melody Schnitzen. Speaking of Kraftwerk. Comet Melody, huh? That was on that fucking Autobahn album. Headboggle after that. Yeah. Headboggle after that from the East Bay. Downward. And then finally Reynolds with Roba Pucon. That's an older song, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys, you met each other by working at the same place?
Well, it was not the same place before, but then, yeah, I actually, the place where I met Roberto was the academy where we were working, Efimus Academy. I met him there. But at the time, I was not working. Roberto, yes, was working. And then we started working that project.
Okay. And what, did you start off as a two-piece?
No, I mean, it was Roberto. Can you tell us a little bit about the academia? The Finus?
No. Actually, it was a school with all the styles. But the most important thing was the sala de ensayo.
Yeah, it was like a music school with all the popular style of music.
Yeah.
But the most important thing was the rehearsal room that, actually it was a small studio because I mean, all the early Reynolds stuff was recorded there. I mean, but this place, shut down in 2004. And now it's not even the, now they built a big apartment house. But,
yeah, this happens all the time. You know what, the only thing that stays the same? Change.
Change, yeah,
the
you're
only
right.
thing that stays the same, yeah. So anyway, tell me about the first Reynolds practice.
Well, I mean, we were we started in 1993.
I want to hear about the first one. Can you remember the first time you guys practiced together?
Yeah,
I mean, we didn't practice. I mean, we just had like the first session was the first cassette, so
Here, let me get this straight. The first time you guys played together, you recorded it and released it.
Yes.
Okay, that's
the first record.
We say that's, you know, big fucking cojones.
big cojones.
Yeah,
this
because
is a good name for a
no, because you said because you didn't have any fucking tunes yet, right? You had no tunes. You just came together. Was it improvised?
Yeah, completely improvisation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What about first live performance?
Well, first live was the same year, 93. I don't remember exactly the first.
In a discotheque, in some kind of that discotheque.
Okay.
I mean, we played a couple of shows in the radio, but I think that with Miguel, our drummer, the first show was in December 1993 in a discotheque. It was like a very strange show, but that was our first. Line up with guitars and drums. And,
look,
we were changing a lot, so also we had like different sets. But I mean, the first rock set concert was this discotheque in December '93.
Let me tell you something. When you used to tour in Italy in the '80s, you only played discos. Okay, so you know sometimes that's the way it is. You know, with lights in the floor and all that shit, no PA. I know what it is. I know what it's like. You know what we say? Work the room. So whatever the fucking situation, right, you just deal with it. So that first gig, now you call it like a rock gig. Why? Because it wasn't so experimental?
No, fue más rockera.
It was a rock lineup, but it wasn't experimental anyway. I mean, we were having like this very long freeform kind of songs, but also very, very open in a way.
And for looking back, remembering back, do you think that gig was a success?
Para nosotros.
I mean, did they throw shit?
For us, it was a success. I mean, it was a kind of, it was okay. But, I mean, for the people, I think it was okay. For us, it was a success. We were happy about, like,
the
sound. And we enjoyed it quite a lot. I mean, I think it was, a good experience. But
I have to ask you.
I mean, it was not a big commercial success, but, I mean, you know.
No, I didn't say commercial success. I just said success because... Success
is like
always
a spiritual success, probably.
Aesthetic success. I mean, they didn't beat you up or anything. No chingazos, right? I call that. I mean, I've had gigs where they threw so much shit we had to stop playing. So I wouldn't call that a success.
Or
kind of a success if you wanted to like
the show.
Piss off
the crowd. Then it was a success.
Decía un dato interesante que Miguel tocó con los palillos de su cuna.
Yeah, I mean, this is a very strange thing that Roberto is telling. It's like, Miguel, the first show he played, not with regular drumsticks, but with the, it's difficult even to say this in English for me, is the sticks of the you know, the place where, when you're a baby,
yeah,
the place where you sleep,
crib,
like a,
the crib.
Yeah,
crib. We say
so
crib.
It was the sticks from the crib.
Okay, some of the okay. That, well, repurpose.
So he repurposed those sticks, and he played with that as a drummer. So I think it's like very. Very specific information.
Actually, I know some drummers that play kind of sticks, you know, they're bound up, you know, not as hard hitting sounding, a little lighter sounding. Perkins uses. So, and what was it, a trap set, a real drum set?
Yeah, the drum set was a drum, regular drum kit, but his pair of sticks was this kind of
parts from a crib.
I mean, going back to his baby.
Yeah. Maybe
activity.
Maybe there's a metaphor behind that. And what did you play?
Sorry?
What did you play?
Well, I played guitar, and Roberto also played
guitar. Well, I wasn't there. You
got
to tell me, bro.
Drums.
I wasn't there, you know, so you have to tell me. So you were playing electric guitar.
Yeah, but you were also doing strange things to the guitars as well. I mean, at some point, we were like experimenting and like doing things to the guitars.
Que no usamos bajo, pero sí usamos octavadores o pitch shifters o cosas así.
Yeah, we use like pitch shifters, but I remember also like making sounds over the microphones of the guitar. So as we were playing also with like dictaphones over the microphones of the guitar, or using, I have like a key holder that was making sounds, and I was using that. I don't know, it was kind of funny at the time.
You're saying it wasn't so much like Chuck Berry.
We love
Chuck Berry.
We love Chuck Berry.
So do
love
I.
Chuck
I,
Berry,
I,
man.
I love
we,
him
we
too.
Were
not we're not against Chuck Berry. I'm just saying, using that for a comparison to this first gig Reynolds have. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, March 20, 2023. Special guest Reynolds. Hold tight for hour two. March 20, 2023, it's the second hour, a lot from Pedro Show. We'll be right back.
called a fallaciating level of pandering will automatically get you enlisted in the KISS army. And it goes like this. I would rather my dead body be thrown into a dumpster in the back of a 7-Eleven than be buried, yeah, buried in a fucking KISS casket. C-R. C-R. KISS casket. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I say, I would rather my dead body be thrown into a dumpster in the back of a 7-Eleven than be buried, yay, buried in a fucking KISS casket. Why the Minutemen never sounded like the Kings of Rhythm. Comprehension of so-called contemporary punk rock heroes makes me wonder why the Minutemen never sounded like the Kings of Rhythm. Forget me not while you throw away your voice at T-S-O-L Jello Shots. Remember to cough up the forget me not while you throw your voice at T-S-O-L Jello Shots. Jello Shots. Now I know how my dad felt about Frank Sinatra in relation to how I felt about the Who. About Frank Sinatra in relation to how I felt about the Who. The dogs have killed two pepper plants digging for the damned chipmunks. The dogs have killed two pepper plants digging for the damned chipmunks. Now you no longer have to tiptoe over all those sharp broken shells. Strange the things I miss. Strange the things I miss. Strange the things I miss. Walking barefoot through the grass and not having to worry about stepping on honeybees in the clover. Honeybees in the clover. Honeybees in the clover. Where are they gone? Where are they gone? Where are they all gone? Buried in a KISS casket in a 7-Eleven parking lot. God damn it. You are my new God, that which I currently worship and despise at the same time. Yeah, at the same time. You are my new God, that's what I currently worship and despise. At the same time, at the same time. The new God said, hey now buddy, hold the phone. I'll hook you up to with the testosterone. When you kick that hatred to the curb, reduce all the teachings to an on one line blurb that can go up against the reality stranglings, the proverb manglings, and the 12-string janglings that go D-O-P, D-O-P with T-N-T, T-N-T, then take a back seat to Y-Y-Z, that's right, Geddy Lee, no relation to Eric Tim or Robert E. Anyway, the best news of the day was the rhino poachers getting eaten by lions. Sometimes shit works out in this world. It's good to stick around and see how it plays out.
Not to mention the fact that a man died in Florida while attempting to microwave a microwave. Hellhounds will be my bitches. So I won't think about it. I won't think about how it's best to not think too much about the delusional degree to which one has to be in denial in order to not lose one's mind these days. Okay.
Hot for Pedro show start off the second hour. Reynolds doing Ambres Messiah. Then we had Alexander Hacka out of Berlin as part of this big opera he's got about this imaginary young man growing up many years there. Poor Mon Bibi. And then Dumbass Youth. This has got Mike Baghetta. I help him with this MSSV project. Kiss Casket. That's got Steve Gigante from Deerhoof a long time ago. And Brother Evan Lipson on the stand-up bass. Finally, Reynolds with Lavio Peve. Okay. So, your first release was the first time you guys played together. Your first gig was a success, very experimental. What happens with the band?
Well, you know, the band it took its own path. I mean,
of course,
just think about like the meeting Miguel and everything was very special. You know, like Miguel is like a you know, he's in his own universe in a way. You know, Miguel has Down syndrome, but I mean, that's just a detail. But he's like a very creative force, and is kind of always like challenging.
And how'd you meet him? How did you meet Miguel?
Well, Miguel came to the academy that was like June or July of 1993, and he wanted like drum classes.
Yeah.
But in the end, I mean, nobody was able to give him classes, so we just I wanted to play with him.
Y escucha que se presentó como el gran baterista famoso.
Yeah, Robert deciding that. Miguel, when he presented himself, he was searching for drum classes. But he said, "I'm a very famous drummer."
Oh, he don't need classes, right? Yeah, he's already fucking.
So he didn't need like classes. But,
look, you got the name Reynolds, but I heard there's a story where you were actually called the Burt Reynolds Ensemble, and they made you stop calling your band that.
Yeah. In the beginning was Bart Reynolds Ensemble, always without the D, to avoid some legal problems. But you know,
we're talking about the movie star from Deliverance, right?
Yeah, of course, Bart Reynolds. But of course, we were not especially fans of Bart Reynolds. It was kind of a conceptual name or something.
You know, he was a big news in the U.S. in the 70s, big movie star.
Yes, I love him.
Yeah. Kind of sex symbol, you know?
a macho.
Yeah, macho. Macho man, yeah, you got it. Look, let's play some more Reynolds music. I got here, Itro, Rene, 1543. Thank you. La Pedro Show. That show can music star with Reynolds doing Utrol Rene, 5043. Then we had Crypto Phaser with Fuzz Modic. And then Reynolds, Ronero, Manila, Deuce. Lo siento, I don't mean to fuck up the language. I'm sorry.
Very.
Yeah, no, but you know
you pronounce very well.
Is it okay?
Yeah, your pronunciation is very good.
Well, but, you know, I'm only 120 miles from Mexico, so I should. You know,
but you know, even though those titles are not strictly in Spanish,
I know, it's kind of slang.
Miguel is like, in a way, it has some Spanish root, but he's constantly changing that, so it's like not even meaning anything specific in Spanish.
What we would say is slang, huh? Comprende slang? Slang. It's kind of like a private language.
Yeah, it's like a private slang or something.
Decirle que sería un slang para uno solo.
It's one
person slang or something.
solamente. One man universe. Right. So
yes, exactly.
It seems like Miguel is the go-to guy in the Reynolds. Does he come up with a lot of the concepts?
I mean, of course, he's like something very special, you know, it's like a very special guy for sure.
And why couldn't he talk on the radio today?
Well, now he's living in the south of Argentina, very in the south, you know, it's even close to Antarctica.
Okay,
he's
so he's got no...
In Rio Gallegos is like 2,500 kilometers something from Buenos Aires, which is like even close to Antarctica.
I was going to say Tierra de Fuego.
Yeah, I mean it's very close to Tierra de Fuego.
And people, let me tell the listeners, that's the south end of South America, people. That's really, it's close to Antarctica. So he's got no internet connection. Okay. And what's he doing? Vacation?
No, he's now living there because he's living with his brother.
We just
meet when we can, but I mean, we were recording in January, the last time he was here.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's coming just like 2 or 3 months, but he's coming to Buenos Aires, and then we can meet and do something. But
okay, let's talk about this album you just put out. Where was that recorded? Buenos Aires?
Yeah, that was recorded in Buenos Aires. I mean, the Peloto Cabras Mulusa Olve is from 1999. And I think it was a tape in the New York label, but now it's a remastered.
That's over 20 years ago.
Yeah.
but isn't there more newer stuff on the album, or is everything old?
Actually, it has like 2 unreleased pieces, but from those sessions.
Okay.
So it's kind of the complete Peloto Cabras Ulisa Olve thing. Anyway, we were recording new stuff with Reynolds. I mean, we had Tolina Sumer, the album from last year, is a new one. And we also have stuff that we have to mix that recorded this year. And we also played last year's show. I mean, we are quite active, but we are, I mean, it's what Miguel is offering at this time, because he's coming just very a few times a year.
And we had three records with Pauline Oliveros.
Oh.
Yeah, we also had, Pauline was a very good friend of us. And so we collaborated with her. And we made three records. Pauline Oliveros in the Arms of Reynolds in 99.
Yeah.
Then was the
Russell
Pauline Oliveros and Reynolds and the next connection.
Y el último.
And the last one was last year. It was a very old project from 1999 live that was finally released last year. It's called Half a Dove in New York and Half a Dove in Buenos Aires.
Okay. And when you play with her, is it improvisation too, or does she come in with songs?
improvisation. I mean, Pauline was very, very, very open. She was a very inspiring person and a very good friend, and we really enjoyed doing some projects with her.
And it kind of made things fresh for Reynolds.
Yeah.
Because
it's kind of a...
because a lot of the your composition is improvisational, correct?
Yeah, mostly is that. I mean, it's just to. I mean, we cannot repeat structures. A lot. I mean, Miguel is playing something new.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, you don't make demos.
No.
Yeah.
No, Reynolds is not having demos.
No. Same. I asked Boris in Tokyo. Same thing. They say they never make demos. Whatever they record, that's what comes out.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that. Also, because I mean, we cannot repeat it. I mean, it's not
no, no. I like that spirit.
Even if we try, it's never the same song.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a good tradition to come from. Look, we're at the end of the second hour. March 2023, Dishwap Pedo Show special guest, Reynolds. Hold tight for hour three. March 2023, third hour, Dishwap Pedo Show. Quiero verte. What from Pedro's show? You're having a good time with that, huh? We started off third hour with Acid Mother's Reynolds. So yeah. I think there's a Makoto Kawabata connection here. I have one, too. I'll get to that. Antimatter Sound Milkshake. Then we had Derek Moneypenny with Ted Burns in tribute. Finally, Reynolds. Coliso Atomro. Atomro. I don't know how to fucking
Atomro.
Say it. Atomro. Okay.
Atomro.
Yeah, see. Atomro. 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 There we go. So let me tell you about my connection with Makoto Kawabata. People, he's an incredible guitar man out of Osaka, part of Japan. And I just made an album with him called Spirit of Hamlet. And, you know, I've been a fan of Acid Mother Temple a long time. And I didn't get to play with him in person. It was trading files over the internet. But it's really a good record. Just came out on St. Patrick's Day a couple days ago. So tell me your connection with Makoto Kawabata.
Well, I met Makoto first time in Japan in 2005 when I was touring, and we just we just got some connection. We played that tour, and he was always mentioned that we should play. With the bands together, but it took until more than 10 years. I mean, I think 2017, the Acid Mothers played one time in Buenos Aires, and of course we knew that we had to go to studio. And there's a movie also that it's so we have two records, the Acid Mothers Reynolds Volume 1 and 2, and there's a movie also that is documenting the encounter of these two bands, which is a kind of a two vortex colliding or something like that.
Right. And so what happened was you guys met in the studio and just recorded whatever happened?
Yes, exactly. I think we recorded like 7 hours.
7 hours, Jesus. Okay.
7 hours.
So you got a lot of material. You got more than volume 1 and 2. You got fucking 3
probably
and 4.
There's a 3 coming, and we have to. I mean, we stayed 7 hours at the studio. It was a kind of a good experience.
Yeah, yeah. He was just playing with Victoria Shannon, her Japanese tour. I saw some video of it. Pretty crazy. He likes it wild. I love his style. I love his style. It's incredible way of expressing himself through music. Unfortunately, I didn't get to play with him in real time. So first the drums came, I put the bass to that, then we gave that to him, and he played over that. But you got to play with him in the same room in real time.
Yeah, it was nice and fascinating to put all.
Well, let me ask you about that?
We got four guitars and drums, two drums and percussion, and I think we used all the channels of the studio. It was like 36 channels. We used all the channels.
Well, let me ask you this about Reynolds. No bass guitar, huh?
No, we mostly don't have bass guitar. I think on that album, yeah, and the Acid Mothers is
they got one.
That is
playing
bass guitar, but it's the only one that is playing bass, yeah.
And why?
I mean, we don't have any problem with the bass, but I think we just, our sound was kind of going straight just with guitars and with the drums, so it's kind of
But you understand why I would be asking about bass guitar.
Of course, you're a bass player.
So, you know, I'm thinking about Michael Miguel's Lonely Kick Drum.
Yeah.
Lonely kick drum. No baya, no dance with the bass. No bayando. Yeah. Okay, let me play some this Camaso Cator Cetero. We'll be right back. Watch for Pedro Show last music for this edition. That chunky music star with Reynolds doing Comeso Cator Citero. Lo siento for fucking that up. Yeah, I know it's slang and it's secret language, private language.
It's like a Mexican alien.
Yeah, right. Chupacabres. Yeah. Okay, Ray Sheeran after that for out of Reno with Imperfect Prescription. And finally, Corlo Saturu. Yeah, something about Saturn.
Carlos.
Yeah, Reynolds.
In Argentina, it's Carlos Saturu.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about... Bring, ask me.
Yeah, we were thinking about this bass thing. I mean... Because, I mean, it was kind of part of our history to don't have a bass, but, I mean, maybe we should... We should make a track for you to play bass on it.
I would love to.
Yeah.
Okay? So, if you want bass, I'll bring you fucking bass.
Okay, we can send you a track for you to add the bass, because we are not dealing with bass frequencies, but I think you're right. Maybe there's some track that needs a special bass, and we will send it to you.
I tell you, Miguel's kick drum pedal is in bass frequencies.
Of course.
Yeah, okay. And it's all lonely. So he needs dance partner. So I bring fucking Bajo. Now look.
Okay, amazing. Thank you very much.
Or Baixo, right? I think Brazil is Baixo.
We love your style.
Okay. You bring, I'll try my best. Let me ask you this. The album cover for the new album. Who the fuck makes these album covers for Reynolds?
That's Roberto.
I make the covers.
Okay. Now, you guys are holding the keyboard, but the keyboard's not just a keyboard, it's also a platform for Miguel, right? what's the idea there?
Sanra usaba muchos esos
crumar. Yeah, Sanra was using quite a lot of
the crumar. Yeah. Keyboards.
I know Kumar. Yeah, Italiano. Yeah, and my organ
Italian.
Man. Yeah, Mojo.
Italian.
Mojo, my organ player in Second Man uses one. Only 38 pounds. Rio Hammond B3, 248 pounds, okay? Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, a lot of kilos. Okay, difference. So I know Kumar, but I'm talking about the little man that you guys are lifting up, huh?
There are a couple, because there are some.
Yes, I know. Each guy's got a
duplication of Miguel.
Absolutely. It's just incredible artwork. I love it. Because you can tell a Reynolds artwork. You know it's going to be a Reynolds album. Okay? It's beautiful. What is the next plan? What are you dreaming of? What's next, Sueño?
Well, we have a couple projects. I mean, we have to mix the stuff we recorded in January, but it's not yet there.
Right.
There's a project quite interesting that you know the German man Einstürzende Neubauten.
Absolutely.
So is this the percussion guy from Einstürzende Neubauten and you Unro that meet? He met this Oslo group from Norway, DNA, and then sent us the files they recorded. So. We made a remix of that stuff. So it's N.U. Unruh and the DNA and Reynolds project that is coming in Norway.
Interesting.
And then we have a couple of themes. We have some cassettes coming. We are working on that stuff as well.
Well now, where can people find you on the internet?
Well, there's Instagram, there's Reynolds Official, and also there's a Facebook, and also on YouTube there's quite a lot
of there's not
stuff.
There's not a Reynolds website? They're all corporate websites that you...
Not yet. I mean, maybe it will be not yet a Reynolds Official, but it's the Reynolds of Facebook.
I know this. There's also some Bandcamp Reynolds pages. So people.
Yeah, there's some stuff in Bandcamp as well.
Right.
YouTube and Bandcamp.
So let me tell the listeners. Reynolds. Reynolds. Put that in the search engine. You'll find stuff, especially at Bandcamp. And it's some good stuff. It's a trip. And I love it. I can't wait to hear what you guys are doing next. I really look forward to you sending me that track so I can try and put some bass on it, huh?
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
It might lead to more than one track. Who knows, you know? But please bring it. Let me try my best. And when this new music comes out, will you guys, I'm inviting you back on the show. Please. Por favor.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Yeah, please come back. Yeah, truly. I want you guys to keep on keeping on. Maybe next time we even get to talk to Miguel.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay, big love, brothers. Keep on keeping on, please. People, it's been the March 20, 2023 Dishwap Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.